Ladies and gentlemen, and students, perhaps we could begin this morning as we did last night with a prayer. Could you, Mr. Waska?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
I have the names of some of those who would like to speak this morning, and Mr. Waska, you're first on the list if you would like to speak to us today. Sit beside him if you like. Maybe that's best.
My name is Stanley Waska. I'll say good morning to you, all of you, first. When he got
Mr. Waska, just made a statement that he wishes he could speak everything in English, but he's got some problems with some English words. And he wished that there were more people attending this very important meeting. And he hopes that there will be more sometime later on. He would like to ask this question. First of all, he would like to know if we are guaranteed, if the natives are guaranteed to have a right to subsist and live as the natives have been living for many number of years in the past. That's his question, first of all, this morning.
Well, that's a complicated legal and constitutional question, and it depends on what the federal government does, on what the state government does, and most important of all, on what Native people do. What I'm really interested in is how concerned are the people about the future of subsistence?
Down a hookani up in Kutista hook, Pikam Kiokai Unaitok, Tamatum hookani, Abhulhatnim Kutiluni, Tukha, Hotan Kansakhani Kiokai Unaitok, Kakok Charlia Komas Hotamana, Sin Hoktamakut, Pilaksun Ramiki Kiusi got the town up in. Da kom ko mantok ni chuk ni akto ko ni mattum ka kai sun ko ni um yong khim ni mattum ayo yung na ko yam de khayo ko cha tung ni nun na kiu kiu ma akto ko ni kok tain ri tok
da ko ya ni na sun ka khchilo ko ta no da sun ni ko wi wang ni Umyok sa kan katanrik ta. Takwam akut kinyo liyapot. Umyok sa kani ka kan katak ta. Ayaw ko chim tun sa ayaw ko na kami man na ayaw ko siya ka. Pilaktok pa kama ko kayo kling kami. Dat som umjochtak som ni unikwa augum ius makingu nama amsnaan giu ngai utuk som umjochtak ngulang watta. Dat tama na manna iut pichik yakka chat pichoku yakka manna. Ukut pichoku yakan
Mr. Waska wishes to thank Honorable Thomas Verger, and he said that he is not speaking for himself, since he is getting sickly and getting old and does not expect to live that long because of his sickness. But he would like to speak for young people, a young generation to come. His concern is subsistence way of life. That should not be bothered. It should be left up to the young people. The land should be left up to the young people to use. Also, the culture is very important. That should be preserved. The Eskimo way of life should not die out. He also mentioned that Mr. Williams from Kotlik had said most of the things that he had in mind yesterday. And he also reminded him of his own past. He was an orphan ever since he was a kid. And he was... The only person that raised him was his own grandfather. He was an orphan for a long time.
Makutwani you picked that what most Kokoloki Pilam ki Tana Apakotoka Sadiak and so. Tama Kunukong topping in Oxford Taukwa. Chali Bisokoyak Tangama. Chali Wang and Chali Yugum Alkostani. Anaka Azukunako was Hawker King Wakunjali wing at Tiktak Sony, wing at Town Hamsho and Ashakoni and Sonayan. The warm Janganak Sakhnukun Yunas Ho. That Yunas and King Wan in Utan wing at Azuk Hawker Pinchotatiham to Makon, you picked Takagan. Some clutter jam tight copic, the young Tongalama. Goob young in a go, what some could give me, Noxumon a go, what some could guy you know, Squawka. Jalli look to me, Imang Hotun Jalli Jean Comacon, Jehan, Tanganutawa, and Kangon a go would go. Jalli Makawan, Tanaka Skinuk. Tuk pilgutaatim tun,
It took him a long time to grow up and be able to do things that other people used to do when he was an orphan, a little boy. And then as soon as he was able, he was providing his mother, who didn't have anybody to take care of in those days. And he had to learn everything. In other words, everything was self-taught. Nobody taught him how to hunt and catch fish. And he had to do his best in take care of his mother, provide her with food and whatever things that she needed. Later on, his mother remarried again, but shortly after that, his mother died. And then after she died, he took care of his stepfather to the best of his ability. And he didn't have any job, no money income. He had to depend on nature. He had to catch fish by setting net, also using the fish traps. And he provided his father or stepfather whatever the nature provided, like rabbits, ptarmigan, jackrabbits, and so forth. Up to this date, he does not have any kind of regrets at all because he was obedient to his mother. And whenever his mother wanted to go pick berries, he had to go down the boat with no outboard motor, row against the current, and row many miles day and night just to get her to the berries so she could pick berries and store them for winter's use. Come springtime, shortly after the breakup, when the current is very strong, he would also get on the boat and take her many miles upriver, sometimes downriver, so that she could hunt eggs and gather some grains for later use. Nowadays, it saddens him very much when he sees young people or even young adults when they show disrespect to their parents. According to him, that's not a Yupik way. Eskimos should respect their parents and elders. That respect belongs to the parents and elders. Also, he also mentioned Mr. Williams when he made the statement yesterday that Yupik people did not depend on anybody. They depended on the land and they shared whatever the land provided. And when someone catches more fish or more game than others, then when he gets to the village, he shared whatever he caught with other residents of that particular village.
Alas kagman na kasam kaya tapik sa taik sa unila ko tamani. Tungat sa kung ano ko mayot ko may ako wing aso. Tamas kaman rit kapik sa kung man na yupit pichikaya kat. Tungat sa chali Henry mo mata makoko ko at tamu mo ang aksyo. Wani ko mani alas kami. Ukvromach pasulgaruksrit sammillani. Sali niitte tuuluta. Ikaa juntsakkamta amskoluta. Aga jutu mikaa juokkaan siniiluta. Taamuk sali hännu moniko. Ikaa juntsakkaatun kanrutsikkakun ilatsakkaatun ajokkakkuako. Tuhat sammillani. Illini aga yoqamta aga yun aptaqsuku pikumtu wangni tamanat tammas kuman ritsput ikayuk qasqsuuta tam tatau tam aga yutam chapqituq satchapin ritta chapilliaqsqa challununam qaangani tamas kun pilliaqsuku Ingrid imakpik ungubalgit pitsiat nunam kaingani naunruat unanis imakpimi ungubalgit maanis nunam kaingani ungubalgit tengalgit sutat tamaskan piliaksuku. Jamktali toat nap aptaksuku pikumtku ikayusksuuta tamanat tamakstung nakangrit samatni yuppit manna pitsikiyakuat Nagnagsagat ang tagkuloko. Asin tayt sa wong kung nuna makaing ani asok at tusok tamana. Asok tayt sa yut mani am tagkuloko tam kanrusik kang kama wata am kas kumas kuya kan kamani Agayum mita su yu tamahum ngoto mani imangami. Pichetu nani nunahani agayum adlaka ukshit watto. Tamana tamani watto yupit nunganaksaka chiki utklasri agayutum. Tammas kumafkunaki agayusumtun izlikun kai gawi kaksuku pikumtru. Tohpek tohat pikumtru wangani. Kacikin nakin nakucik sa tamana, wait afkang naks ka yupit pichikya ka tumiusuk aga tumika yoka ko tayima tamak ngay nga tok tamana yupit pichikya ka
Mr. Williams made a statement yesterday, and Stanley heard him say this, that long ago, only people that existed in Alaska were the natives. Nowadays, things have changed, but our way of life should not be erased because things have changed. And again, Mr. Tiluk made a statement that people nowadays believe in God that did not exist a long time ago. But most people nowadays all over the state of Alaska believe in God. Then we should not forget for his help. We should ask him to help us to preserve our way of life. Since God can do anything, we should ask him to help us with what we are trying to do today. He created everything, he provides. And we should ask him to help us to preserve our way of life. If we do that, he will listen to us in our needs. He will help us to preserve our needs and our way of life.
Tai khoni kho kan ko tek ka kam skhina ga ya ko to go ki ma ko tele kan ko yuk tek ka ja khoni kho tak ka tak ta tai ma tok sam mi jani tam ma khu na ga yu sam thun ika yuk su tak tok tai ma sam mi jani Tamana, we tafkang anak samat ni agayo tumut ni ikaya kiluta. We tafkang anak sa tamani upit pita kaya kakat. Chali imkut. Agan nakikcha kika at tamatum. Tay matsigilik kuna kiso kaya gataksu kipikum tiki agayo samat kun. Ilini nakakakamtu ikuksuku agayo naptaksuku tamatong pikumtu wangani tohpek katilinak na kulagayatun ayok siya agayo tum ikayo kakot to wani ko kanrosik kakapayf ngayon na kaya ako sali nang ako ulas milayt nika makuun kingaw diyam tayo yuitnik yuinik Tawam kana kayulga talikin watta kiyom kun pem ke watin pita luku watta manna umyok fakaska ta kana kut kaka ta nipita sa kana ta piyokti.
Mr. Waska he's got more to say, but he's thinking about other people that also want to make testimony. But he's stressing that in everything that we do, we should not forget God who created everything. And if we ask for his help, things will go easier. And he thanks everyone for this opportunity to speak.
Thank you very much, Mr. Waska. I know that some of you will wish to speak this morning as well, but we have some students here, and maybe we could just hear three brief statements from some of the students who have come here during the second period. And maybe those students would like to sit together with you, Mr. Kelly, at the table. They might feel a little more comfortable. Could we put up another chair? And Agnes Kamaroff, Hilda Redfax, and Sharon Kozovennikov. Well, I didn't think it was funny.
Hi, my name is Hildred Fox. I'm representing a group of ninth graders. We feel the natives should not sell their stocks because we think the non-natives will take over the land and the corporation. Our group thinks that the kids born after 1971 should not be shareholders. We want the people to have more time to think about the 1971 rule and that it should be extended so the people could understand the land claims.
Thank you very much.
What are you going to see? Hilda Red Fox, I'm good to ninth grade at Sinhoni Konstiknuluki. Sada ko kumiyot sa kamukha ng imkusta katung tunak sunay kapis nilo kay kanhutut tunkats ng sada ko ni magut yupin nilo tasat nakantki sa tung man na nuna watiu sa matu to ay sa wak man na kopyis nakput nuna tayo suni Tatan suwok sa li imkut 1971 ng king ngok ni uksat tama ko suwok ay laksuki shareholder raw kawayak sunakot yupi yung amang. What does that mean? Oh. Sa li kwat na yupit makut tam sa li sikis kumayak suki sukan kalakot Tawani class amkni man na 1991 nak psikoloku pichaskir khat man na tukha saita khot chali takingi huyak suku matto mayo kutsa land claim sam.
Could we keep that written statement for our record? Thank you.
Next. My name is Sharon Kazankov, and I am representing a group of freshman students in my world history class in Imang High School. These are the ideas we have discussed and agreed upon. We do not like the idea that the shares may be sold in 1991. We feel that if the shares are sold to non-natives of the Chilista region, the natives of that region would lose control of the land and the corporation. If this were to happen, there would be a possibility that the natives would not be able to use the land as a subsistence area. Also, we don't feel that it would be right for there to be more shareholders. If this happened, the people would have less land and its value would decrease.
Thank you very much.
Sinukhani kwa atha Sharon Kusivnikov. Imkutuk ninth grade at Sinukhani Kanchirluki kan khatik na loki mat mat tumun tai gok ka pamani ima ngami skula mi ko pe ani li tas tang mat tung ila khana lo ko su makot lu ko mai saita katuk taka mung kan nat ksakait makot thuk serat tum nak sun nai chunah kot ta mat man na ko ni 1991 nak tkis kan tum nak sun nai thuk tama kot ta tunnek kun kihok nuna putama na tsakhik sikokka nuna tai go suta selikhoni au luk sigana ko khang ko tu mek sigali khlu ko yok sikhluni attam sali nuna tai go skom tamani yus kom khoni tamana nuna tamari kom thu tamak pisung na tu sigali sikhluta Atam sali tamakut staka putun kum tki yupirun kunun yupi tamakut sali ilaksus kum tki sali asil ram kuni takus ngau nateng sali staka put waktun kum tki nun nat put ikhdiak kauloni tamana suhuk sali asil ngau nani.
My name is Agnes Kamraff and I am representing five people of the World History class. I am giving a speech about Alaska shareholders and how we want Alaska to stay the way it is. The group I am representing do not want a monarch to change. We don't want the native people born after 1971 to join in with the shareholders of the native corporations. We don't want the shareholders to sell their shares because the people other than the natives who the shares were originally for would take over the native corporations. We don't want a monarch to develop and grow rapidly because it may cause problems, because a monarch has enough problems of its own. We would like the year 1991 to be extended a few more years. We want the people to think more about the shares and the future of their people and the corporation's future. We think it would give the people, we think it should give the people more time to be educated enough to think about the Chilista Corporation.
Siga khani kho Agnes Kamraff phaguk im kutlu world history class on ekho khani kan khchigalu ki maw tai gok kha attam gok sali kan ngulu tsli ku im kut shareholder ta mattum tungi nan na mat to kha mattum alaskam tungi nan na sad gok kha skula sutam kut kan kala sut man na ima ga ka chi mis kuma kana ko ay kut sa khoni gilko ko gas kuma le ko a chali khoni yupi lo ki khulx kuma le ko im kut ko ila ka mis kut ta se hol around ni utais kuma na ta sai ta ma but am san ko asil lo ta chi khata ma ko asi Akan kasih utai matum nunam ta amsh tutta ilayum na itu tuk. Sari hok man na nunabut ta imangak man na nas kuman rita tuk patah kasiyah luku, cuka luku. Cuka luku na hok na kuni sok suni khilak ngay tuk. Sari hok ni una 1991 naka plugu luku awabati yak fagnan piluku taks kumayak sinat Kani upingan rila mangkok. Tawani hukka akhkani katni Sait kani uptpujak sikut matum tungi nun Soksuku hukkani ukani Saita auluk sakat upingakun.
Well, I know I speak for everyone in saying how much we appreciate the thoughtful statements that Agnes and Hilda and Sharon have made, and I hope that your teachers recognize that these are very thoughtful and helpful statements. So thanks again. Could you leave your statements with us and they could be marked as exhibits? Might be helpful. Mr. Philip Monick, I think, Amamak wishes to speak this morning. Mr. Amamak.
My name is Philip Amamak. This morning, I'd like to make two statements. One for myself, how I feel about the native claims, and the second concerning my work. I'm beginning to have mixed doubts on Native Claims Settlement Act with the benefits it brought and problems it causes. In December 18, 1971, when the Congress passed the Native Claims Settlement Act, none of us natives, we didn't know any running corporation. We didn't own land. We don't know how to keep record of those properties. But Congress passed and said, here is your land, and here is the money, and this is how you're going to do it, and this is how long it's going to take you. I have been involved in the village since then, on and off, and like someone mentioned at the earlier testimony, that 20 years is not long enough, it's too short. For someone that knows what is going on, who is educated, 20 years might be long enough. But for a tribe, group of people that have no knowledge, and to make those worse, less educated, 20 years is not long enough. Because we have to educate ourselves, educate our children, and learn how to run to make that dollar turn.
Tallani mana kanut kaktu gya kata asu kinga kun ups. Ya, asin ka umyok tkhamin matum alas kana itu kheim sal mana tum tunginun. Kinga khulu ko su atam sin tallani tum khu ko chali ya kanut kasu gya khin ya. Mana khuk tapi kana ka ko mas khaya matum tunginun ta mu khukhatta sin khani Kaisunna ayo kutsirutung atangwas kamin niyo. Matum alas ka na yung claim settlement act ang tungi man na kaisunna ayo kutsirutung alatan ko kayo ka. Imo mihok ka December 18, 1971 na may man na alas ka na yung claim settlement act ka pihuts ka na yung ka. Tamam tahok na susukot. Lisngal gam ko kilang sumritukot. Tagam ko ang awit mo makmani
The bad parts that we feel should be changed, we have to work those first before we actually go into it. And in right here in the village, the cooperation